So, on Sports Travel, this is Richard. How can I assist you today?
Yes. Oh, I was calling to check on the package going to Tampa.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I am not able to get into the system this morning, but let me see if I can. I lived in Tampa for a long time. That is a fun place to go to.
Yes, sir, it is.
It used to be a lot easier when it was a lot smaller, too.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a good friend that was a doctor down there, a dentist. Came up hunting every year for a long time.
Where was he down there, or who was it?
It was Dr. Castro.
Oh my gosh,
Antonio Castro.
Lord, is he still alive?
No, sir, he passed away about 2 years ago.
He was one of my customers. I was vice chairman of a bank holding company down there,
Yes, sir,
and
he had stock in that bank, didn't he?
he did. And it's funny because he used to have a poker game. Every Friday night, you know
Yeah. He was a great guy. He's
he was
and
funny.
EJ
Sal
Salcedo.
Cenas, E.J. Sal
Yeah.
Cenas, he was
Man, he could
state
talk.
of, he was t a state attorney for ages.
That's right.
Then
Exactly.
he went into private practice, but
Right. They came up every year for about 25, over 25 years hunting up here at my place in out from Sweetwater over in Dixon Mills. Sure did. Every year.
They were too fun. Both of them were
Oh, yeah.
fun.
Hey, Sue. It was a group of them. Hey, Sue and a doctor. The other one, several different doctors came at different times. Cacciatore
Yep.
and all those guys. They were fun. And matter of fact, Dr. Castro's son, Andy, he was here last week, and his grandson, Tony, came up, well, a couple of weeks ago now, and were hunting. They both had a killed a nice deer. So
That's
anyhow, they're good folks.
they're old Tampa too.
That's right. We take you down there to the place downtown. I can't think of the place where you go get coffee and
Probably
bread and
either the Columbia or Tropicana.
Tropicana. That was one of the
Yeah,
places you had to go.
what event were you calling about?
About the SEC championship.
Let me pull that up.
And I need tickets too.
So you need tickets.
Or two.
And you need the trip too, right?
Right.
Now, what was your first name?
My name's Stratton, Strattton, Lewis, Lewis, and I've traveled with y'all several times in the past.
I'm gonna get somebody to call. And what's your phone number?
It's 334-608-4483.
608-4483.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna get somebody to call you back that can get their computer up. I'm helping because
I understand.
they were snowed under. Were you related to any of the Strattons in Birmingham that used to be Ms. Stratton
No, sir.
Salads?
I am not. I'm familiar with the salad, but it was not me, unfortunately.
They were fun. They sold out, but that was a fun family. They were rabid Alabama folks. I grew up with all of them. My father didn't go to school at Alabama, but he and two other neighbors went to summer camp one summer, and Bear Bryant
Oh,
was
yeah.
their counselor.
Oh, I'll be darned.
So
What a treat.
when they were coming back, when they were looking for a football coach, when Ears Whitworth was did so poorly, they talked Bryant into coming back to Alabama and started the scholarship program. And Lord, they had an automobile donor program. The NCAA, I think, said it was illegal. Unless,
yeah, I understand.
But
it's still going on.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll have somebody call you right back.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Stratton. You have a good day.
Okay. Yes, sir. Bye.